Admiral Willard says the United States and other nations must continue to deal with North Korea's unpredictability and work through military deterrence and diplomatic pressure to convince the country's leaders to abandon their nuclear program.
A nuclear-armed North Korea and a North Korea that chooses to provoke and a North Korea that may be on the brink of secession, I mean, all those things make North Korea certainly worthy of our attention. Now. So there's, North Korea needs to be watched, very closely.
Admiral Willard is in Seoul for annual military talks, which move to the ministerial level now with the arrival of U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates. The secretary met with U.S. and South Korean troops shortly after arriving Wednesday afternoon and also stressed the need to pay attention to North Korea's growing nuclear and missile capabilities, even as he says its large ground force is becoming less capable. In the conversation with reporters, Admiral Willard also expressed concern about China's fast-growing military capability.
In the past decade or so, China has exceeded most of our intelligence estimates of their military capability and capacity every year. I mean, they've grown at an unprecedented rate in those capabilities, and they've developed some asymmetric capabilities that are concerning to the region, some anti-access capabilities and so on. So again, the more that we can engage collectively as a region with China and understand their intentions and develop relationships with them, I think, the better.
Admiral Willard says U.S. Navy ships in the Pacific are looking for opportunities to engage in standard communications with Chinese Navy ships following protocols recently developed by the two countries to prevent incidents at sea. The admiral says becoming accustomed to such contacts will be useful if there are more such incidents like the ones earlier this year in the South China Sea. Admiral Willard says the United States will continue to routinely operate civilian and military ships in China's offshore economic zone, but will not specifically try to challenge the country's assertion of sovereignty in the zone. He says China's interpretation of its rights under international law is different from the view of the United States and many other countries. Both Admiral Willard and Secretary Gates called for more dialogue with China in order to better understand its intentions and avoid misunderstandings that could lead to conflict. In answer to a reporter's question, the admiral also called India a vital strategic partner to the United States and said it can play a leading role in maintaining peace in South Asia, which he called a challenging region. The former top Navy fighter pilot, who now commands all U.S. forces in the region, has been the U.S. Navy's Pacific commander for the last 2 years. He has also commanded the U.S. 7th Fleet in the Western Pacific, and he served as an advisor and pilot for the well-known movie Top Gun in 1986. Al Pessin, VOA News, Seoul.